This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 29th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Among the highlights of President Bush's final State of the Union address, a push for a free trade agreement with Colombia. As Hugo Chavez attempts to spread his influence through Latin America, what would an agreement achieve beyond mere free trade? Dan Griswold, the Cato Institute's Director of Trade Policy Studies, responds. What is controversial about a free trade agreement with Colombia?
It shouldn't be controversial. It actually doesn't involve that much trade. We do about $17 billion in two-way trade, about the same amount of trade we do with Chile, which we have a free trade agreement with. And last year, the Democratic Congress passed a free trade agreement with Peru, where we do about half the volume of trade. What's most controversial about it is the domestic situation in Colombia. It is a violent society, and trade unionists have been caught up in the violence there. And domestic U.S. labor unions, in particular the AFL-CIO, has said, we're dead set against this trade agreement until there's progress on union violence, more progress. Well, AFL-CIO has been against just about every trade agreement that's come down the pike. Their reasons just shift. But what their objection misses is the dramatic progress that has been made in Colombia since the election of President Uribe in 2002. The murder rates come down 40% since then, kidnappings down 80%, and actually assassinations of union members has come down 80%. I don't know what more progress there could be on the ground than what we've seen in Colombia in the last 5.5 years.
Who is President Uribe? Talk about him.
President Uribe was elected to his first term in 2002 at a time when Colombia was on the verge of being a failed state, a combination of drug dealing, of right-wing paramilitaries, a left-wing guerrilla movement, and widespread violence in the society had just about brought it to its knees. The past government had failed to deal with the violence. President Uribe came in. He ran on a platform of fighting the guerrillas and winning this terrorist battle that they fought from the jungle. He devoted more police resources, trained the armed forces, demilitarized the paramilitaries, and it had dramatic progress. The FARC, the left-wing guerrillas, are in retreat. Violence has gone down. And he also has a good economic record. He has courted foreign investment. And tourism has doubled since then, so it isn't just propaganda that says things are better there. Tourism has doubled, foreign investment has risen significantly, and the growth rates are the highest they've been in a decade or more. So it truly is a remarkable record. He has literally saved that country from the brink of disaster. This free trade agreement is a way of cementing our relations with an important ally. He is also a bulwark against Hugo Chavez and his anti-American brand of 21st century socialism.
And Chavez has had some success in Latin America spreading that idea.
That's right, at least among getting two or three sympathetic governments in office. But yes, we're in a battle for the hearts and minds of people down there, and these free trade agreements are one of our most important tools in cementing relations with allies in Central America, Chile, Peru, and this agreement with Colombia would just carry on that tradition, which makes it all the more of a tragedy if we were to turn down this agreement. Yes, we'd lose some export opportunities because their tariffs wouldn't go down as much as they would under the agreement. But more importantly, we would lose an opportunity to build ties with an important ally in the region.
Are there any reasons other than that why this is so important to President Bush?
Well, the president's trade agenda is going through a rough period. The farm bill is about to become a policy, and that's just an awful implications on trade. The Doha round in the World Trade Organization isn't going anywhere. So these trade agreements are kind of the last tangible way that we can promote trade liberalization. There's also agreements with Panama and South Korea in the pipeline, which are each important in their own way. But the Colombia agreement is the most controversial and probably the most important trade agreement that this Congress will take up this year.
Dan Griswold is the Director of Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Read more on trade policy and read responses to the State of the Union address at our website, cato.org.